This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back on Graybar Sports Open Line on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. We go down to Jupiter, Florida, where the Cardinals, just days away before they come to St. Louis as they're wrapping up spring training 2025. You know Brad Thompson, TV analyst for the Cardinals on FanDuel Sports Network. In fact, just had the game today with our own Tommy Ackerman on FanDuel. He joins us right now. And Bradley, good to talk to you. How are you, sir?
Scotty, I am doing great, man. Thank you very much for having me today. How we doing?
We are doing great. We are getting ready for opening day, which is hard to believe, just a week away. But the good thing is it's getting warm out. Of course, you don't realize that when you're in Florida, but I know when you're back here, you realize that we're getting to warmer weather and we're getting to opening day, which is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. And you know this, Scotty. You grew up in St. Louis. You've been to tons of opening days. I don't care if it is sunny, like it's projected to be on Thursday against the Twins. I don't care if it's snowing. It is always an awesome day. It's going to be a blast. I can't wait for it. And look, as we all know, there are a lot of storylines and there are a lot of questions surrounding the 2025 Cardinals. And just being around these guys, like I get the feeling that this is a group that has a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. They know what people are saying. They know what the national media pundits expect them to do. And I got a feeling that they want to prove everybody wrong. So I'm in for it. I'm looking forward to it, Scotty. Well,
man, you just let me in my opening question, being down there a couple of times with Chip and Ricky and John and Tom and the crew. Give us the vibe, not only from a player's perspective, but I know you get the chance to talk to Ollie and some of the coaching staff, as well as management as well. Again, there's a lot of people out there that aren't having very high expectations. What are you hearing from everybody in Mass, even besides the players?
Yeah, look, well, first of all, just talking about an overall vibe of camp, because, you know, again, you've been to enough camps, not only the Cardinals, but other teams you've bounced around. Like, you know when there is a camp that is well-run and crisp, and you know when there is a camp that's kind of stale and kind of guys are over it. Well, right now, I still feel like there's so much up for grabs for the Cardinals, and there's so much to prove on an individual basis, pretty much top to bottom on this roster, because even your veterans have something to prove. Nolan Arenado's got something to prove that he's not the guy that hit 16 home runs, 71 driven in last year. He's the guy on the back of his baseball card. You know, you got Wilson Contreras that wants to prove that he's going to stay healthy this year. By the way, last year, the injuries by no fault of his own, but he's going to make that transition to first base. And then you got all the young, hungry guys. So, like, from their standpoint, they're optimistic that this team's going to surprise a lot of people, as are the young guys on this team. And from the coaching staff, they they like what they're seeing. They like the work that the players are putting in. They were very encouraged with the off season that many of the guys had, went right back to work. They gave everybody assignments. As you know, Scott, at the end of the year, they sit down with each player. Here's what we think you do well. Here's what we think that you need to work on a little bit. And they were very happy with the work that they put in. And along those lines of putting in the work, I love how well coached and well ran this camp is. John Jay was an enormous pickup for this coaching staff. This is a guy that already, he's younger, he's fun, right? He can speak the language, he talks to the kids, they know who he is, but he is a dang good coach. Him and Descalso, it has been a lot of fun watching them run practices a lot of times and breaking everything down, and they hold guys accountable, talk to several players about the impact that those guys have had, and they love them. So, look, it's an optimistic group. It shouldn't be shocking, right? Everybody's going to be optimistic about their own camp. I don't know exactly where the Pecota projections put the Cardinals earlier this year, probably in the somewhere, you know, in the high 70 wins or something, but they believe that it's going to be a lot better club than that.
Brad Thompson, of course, the Cardinal TV analyst for the Cardinal Telecast on FanDuel Sports Network, joins us on the Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Let's get to Contreras. That's quite a transformation that you have to make from catcher to first base. And I've always said this, Brad, is the fact that, you know, other than when you go outside the pitcher, the guy outside of catcher, when you're talking about your eight position players that handles the ball the most, is at first base. And in my time, Keith Hernandez is by far the best first baseman I've ever seen in my life, and Paul Goldschmidt is right behind that. So that's big shoes to fill. You're not going to be able to entirely handle those shoes. How's Wilson handled things, at least from a defensive perspective, over at first base?
Yeah, well, when it comes to filling the shoes, I think that he should go about it the same way that he talked about filling the shoes of Yadier Molina. You're not going to do it, right? You're not going to be Yadi. Just like transferring over to first base, you're not going to end up being Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, Wilson, I think, has had maybe 7 or 9 games, I forget exactly which one it is, in his career at first base, but he hasn't done it since 2019. So it's not like he was crazy familiar with the position in the first place, but credit to him. He was down early. He was putting in the work in the offseason. He was working with Jose Oquendo every day. Get the opportunity down here in spring to watch some of the early work and watch the reps that he's putting in when there aren't a ton of eyes on him. Like, he is dedicated to do what he needs to do at that position. And if you were just somebody, you had no idea who Wilson Contreras was, you just came and watched him over at first base, he looks the part. He moves well. He's working, you know, he's working on his mobility at the position. This is a guy that's an athlete anyhow. He's a competitor. So I think that he's going to be fine. Is it going to look like Goldie? No, it's not going to look like Goldie. Will it get better and better throughout the year? I would believe so. I think that as he learns the ins and outs, the nuances of the position, I think it'll get better. But you're right. It's an extremely important position. When you got a young shortstop last year in Mason Wynn, Mason Wynn can make every play on the field, but there had to be that guy on the back end that was helping on some of them. Right. That was Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, he makes everybody better. Him and Arenado, some of the plays that those guys make across the diamond, holy cow. Like, it's not an easy thing to be able to replicate for Wilson Contreras, but I think it is going to be well worth it having him move over to first base. His career high in home runs, and Tom Ackerman and I were talking about this during the ball game today. His career high was back in 2019. He was an all-star that year. It was 24 home runs. I think he surpasses that by far. I could see him hitting 30 home runs at least, not having the rigors over at first base that he does behind the plate. So I look forward to that. And then on the flip side, I really look forward to seeing the tandem of Pedro Pajes and Ivan Herrera behind the plate. These guys both got tons of experience last year. Pajes got the bulk of the catching duties. Herrera hit 301 last year, driving the baseball. He's crushing the ball yet again this spring. I think you got a pretty good tandem there, and certainly a bat in Herrera that you got to figure out ways to get in the lineup.
Cards TV analyst on FanDuel Sports Network, Brad Thompson, joining us on KMOX. A couple more before we let him go. And obviously, two biggies I want to touch with you before we wrap things up, Brad. Obviously, the center field situation. Victor Scott with just having a great spring. Another good day today. How do you break down him and the whole center field situation as we have a few days left of spring training?
Victor Scott has done everything that he could possibly do to make the best impression and make the team. Like, he's done it all. He's swinging it well. He's worked on his swinging it well, by the way, is understating it. I mean, he came into action today hitting 370, another home run today, as you mentioned. I mean, he's doing it all. He's stolen five bags. He's been working in the outfield on his first step, on his reads. If you're looking at just sheer defensively, Michael Ciani is a better defender than Victor Scott II is at this point in Vic's career. Not to say that he can't get to that point. But Ciani has not had a great spring offensively. But the problem is, when you're looking at the roster construction of the Cardinals this year, I don't think that you can look at Vic and say, all right, I'm going to give you everyday reps in center field with the way that things set up right now. You've got Nolan Arenado over at third. If he wasn't there, that would be Gorman over at third base. And then you'd have Donnie over at second. You would have Newt Barr over in left. And all of a sudden, center field is open. And it'd be easy to say, okay, Vic, you got everyday at-bats. You're 24 years old. You have to play. I don't think that you can say that right now if you're Ollie and his staff. I don't think that you can give those at-bats, and I believe at 24, he's got to play. He's got to play every day and get those reps. So I am not hoping for that to happen for Victor Scott II, because I think he's electric. I love the skill set, but I think it's going to be one of those really tough decisions. If they can't give him every day at-bats in center field, I'm not sure if they would want to put him on the roster if that doesn't help his development. But it's a tough, tough decision.
Yeah, BT, you and I have discussed this. I really was impressed. I know it was only a couple of appearances last year, what Michael McGreevy did. There has been, you know, the tires kicked around. I think Ollie mentioned it with some of the media earlier this week, is maybe him staying and being a sixth starter. How do you see this whole thing?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Potentially playing out here.
Boy, I certainly don't want to just poo-poo on two great performances and guys that have absolutely done everything they can to make the team. But again, so let's talk about the back end of the rotation. We knew that Steven Matz was a question mark coming in. He'd been limited to injuries the last 3 years, limited last year certainly with the back. Well, he looks great. Another six strong innings for him today. You would believe that he'll be in this rotation. You mentioned the idea of the six-man rotation. Cardinals have a lot of off days early. Now, I guess early in the season, never a bad thing to give your guys a little bit of extra rest, but I wonder how much they'd want to do that.
Right.
You've got Matthew Liberatore, who could serve as a reliever that gives you multiple innings, and he was so good out of the bullpen. He pitched in 60 games last year. All but six of them were out of the pen. And I think that he just kept getting better and better. And what a great thing it is to have somebody that can give you multiple innings. I see that kind of being the role for him, and higher leverage innings and give you a couple of them. And McGreevy, like you said, he was so good, but he's got a pitch, right? So I wonder if, because inevitably you don't get through the season with five starters, Scotty, no. As much as you want to, it doesn't happen,
no,
right?
It doesn't.
So it would not surprise me if he starts the season in Memphis, and who knows for him, you know, for him, hopefully would get the nod soon, but they're not easy decisions. And that's exactly what every manager wants. And as a player, all you can do is control what you can control. Michael McGreevy has had an awesome spring. He made nothing but incredible impressions last year. The results on the field, the way he goes about it as a pro, he's a really smart, smart pitcher, too. I had the opportunity to be on the Cardinal Caravan with Michael, and I just came away so impressed by him and his thought process, and just I feel like he's wise beyond his years when it comes to his approach and his just pitching prowess. But again, squeezing in a 26-man roster, you got a couple of guys in Leahy who can give you multiple innings as well, has not given up a run this spring. Roy Croft has not given up a run this spring either. I just feel like unless you want to do the 6-man rotation and have everybody give that extra rest, or I don't think you want to really put him in the bullpen. I'd like to keep him on a starter schedule. I could see him starting the season in Memphis. How do you see it, Scotty?
I think that you're exactly spot on. You got to, just like Victor Scott, you got to get these guys out there, and you got to get them to play. And guess what? The 26 men who are going to be with this ball club on opening day against the Twins, that's not going to be the same roster you're going to have probably within a two-week time period. You know how it goes with all these injuries and everything else that goes on with the team. You would imagine that we'll see Victor Scott as well as McGreevy probably sooner rather than later. But I think it also is, BT, a situation where it actually is, like you mentioned, a good thing that you have these problems. Look at it. I just go back to last year. Remember our buddy Skippy Schumacher down in Miami had all those injuries, and he had all of these pitchers, and then he's trying to pick up pitchers off the scrap heap. I think
Scotty,
I told
team.
You what. I saw him that opening weekend when he was here in St. Louis. I said, well, you know, Skippy, I said, I'm a lefty. I said, I might have an inning left in me. And he goes, I might need you, Scotty. I mean, that's how poor the situation was for, as you know, for Skippy last year.
They used 40 pitchers last year and 20 different starters.
Nuts.
There is no chance that any coach on that staff knows everybody's name that played for them. There's no way in a situation like that. So your goal as an organization is to have depth, right? And the Cardinals are starting to have more and more of that. Now, we're going to find out what some of these young players look like. We're going to find out what Jordan Walker is this year. We're going to find out what Gorman is. I can't wait to see Lars Nootbaar every single day. 109 games for Newt last year. He's never played more than 120. Again, to no fault of his own, injuries happen, but he is a game changer when he's out there. He's an on-base machine. A couple more hits today. This guy just drives the baseball. He's a Statcast darling. But these guys, we're going to find out if the homegrown talent here within the organization can be the next nucleus. But you've got other guys that are trying to push their way on this roster, and that's what you always want. You want it to be a tough decision, and I feel like the Cardinals have a few of those.
All right, buddy. Great to chat with you. Appreciate it. We will see you on opening day.
Scotty, thanks for having me. I look forward to it. Can't wait for opening day.
That is Brad Thompson, Cardinal TV analyst for FanDuel Sports Network. That's right, folks. A week from tomorrow, we get it all cranked up. Pre-game festivities, by the way, will get underway before the first pitch at 3:15 a week from Thursday at 2:30 sharp. And, of course, all the coverage here on KMOX. Quick break on the Gray Bar Sports Up Line. When we come back, we'll shift some gears. We'll talk some hockey. Joey Vitale, of course, analyst on both radio and TV for the St. Louis Blues. We'll talk about those red-hot Blues when we come back on the Voice of St. Louis.